definitely nude pictures of myself.
Static bomb. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Shows, Bob. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Okay. I wonder if you're gonna snap out of it there. I wasn't sure.
I was doing my fake harmonica, but I didn't do it.
Yeah. Do that again. And that's your fake harmonica?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hear when the levee breaks?
Did your mother encourage this activity?
Often. This is before we had cable TV.
Miles, can you go outside and play your fake harmonica, please? I love to hear it from a distance.
See if they'll let you back in the band.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that sounds like.
It's a fake harmonica.
Yeah. Okay.
Not there.
I think somebody was faking you out.
Yeah.
You're good at that. You should keep doing it.
We thought you were great at the skin flute, but man, the fake harmonica, holy cow.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
Yowzers is right.
Yowzer, yowzer, yowzer.
You should keep doing that. You could probably get a job doing that at Six Flags.
Maybe outside Six Flags. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you still there? Sound like I got cut off.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to plug in something. There we go.
Is this more of your fake harmonica business, or?
Yeah, this is where it goes electronic now.
Wah!
Yeah, it was. I'm unplugged most of the time, but now I'm going to plug in.
Now I'm going to play the zipper flute for you.
Yeah? Okay. Well, that's why I thought I interrupted when I called you tonight, so.
Yeah. Well, no one was home. See, everyone's going to come home right in the middle of this show. That's just going to suck.
Hello! What's going on? Hello!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Miles! How are you? Hello!
I'm Miles from Miles.
Oh! You must be doing something. You don't have your trousers down. I normally catch you with your trousers down when I come home. Hello.
And you're talking to Bob Lemit.
Ever since the internet came around, Miles' pants have been on the ground.
Not so much, yeah.
What's that, the internet or the pants?
The pants, yeah.
But you just don't wear them. That's why they're not on the ground anymore.
That's right.
That's right. Briefs optional.
Right, briefs is optional.
At the title household, you know.
Yeah.
Anything below the waist is a waste.
That's funny.
Yeah, we just like to go all natural.
All natural.
We only keep a shirt on because it's just like a all over bib.
Oh my god.
That's the only reason you wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just, you know.
Yeah, free the nipple, I got free the boobs.
Yeah, there you go. I wonder why you got that couch that looks like it's got pubic hair on it.
No, it ain't. It looks like it is. It is, Bob Lemit.
No leather couch for us. We need something that's kind of frizzy and
right.
A lot of loose fibers.
Call my couch cinnamon, yeah.
Yeah. Don't want anything slick.
Yeah.
Here at the Tidal household.
Right.
Need fabric that breathes.
You know damn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can get trimmed from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I was, what?
Scotch guard the couch.
Yeah, you gotta scotch guard it, that's for sure.
So, what is new tonight?
So, I was at the mall recently.
Okay.
And, you know, I like to watch people.
Mm-hmm, you do.
That didn't sound right. You're I think of it man. More of an innocent kind of thing. You're kind of making it dirty.
No, you're a butt man. You are a through and through butt man.
I don't think so.
No, no. You've done plenty of stories about we're checking out someone's butt and this happened.
Oh, you're just mad because last week I said that you're checking out a guy's ass.
Yeah, thanks a lot, asshole. No, it wasn't ass. It was asses. It was plural. Plural. Your description of the show is plural.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, it was just one guy, first of all. It wasn't many. It was one.
Well, the way you went on about it, I assumed it was the whole crowd there at the.
I did not do it by choice.
Okay? Hamburger Inn or whatever it was called.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
Hamburger Helper.
So you're stalking people at the mall, okay?
No, just observing.
You're eye raping women at the mall.
No, just observing. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm there at the mall, and I'm, you know, kind of just taking stuff. I don't want to be there. I don't ever like to go, you know, anywhere.
Right.
And so, I'm just kind of making the best of it, the best of the day there, and and this woman comes walking up. Now, have you ever? I don't know how to explain this.
Have you ever made love in the back of the car? Nope.
Have you?
Joking.
So, she's walking towards me. I'm just kind of sitting there waiting for people.
Uh-huh.
And she's walking towards me. And have you you have a big belly, right?
Yes, I do. I carry it in front.
I have a big belly, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so we got a big belly. But you ever see those people whose bellies are so big that they hang down like a loincloth?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
I don't have a loincloth. You don't have a loincloth belly, do you? You don't.
No. Well, no, it's trying to, but yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, not yet. I mean, you're not like
I'm getting there, yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite there. And so you know that phenomenon where there's this kind of like so much belly that it hangs down, you know.
Yes.
Like a loincloth. Well, this lady, it was different. It was like, you know, like a mirage for the first, because I'm like, is that one of those big bellies hanging down?
It was her labia.
No. Maybe it was. I don't know. But
Google it if you don't know what that is, guys.
Her thighs, it wasn't her belly.
Yeah.
Her thighs were so fat.
Yeah.
That they were hanging down.
Ugh. Fuck.
It was, but they weren't, it was like the top part of the thigh.
Yeah.
I don't know what this phenomenon is because I was just like mesmerized and I was trying not to be, you know, overly weird, but I'm like, what the hell is going on there? You know what I mean?
I'm sorry at those potato chips. I'm not even feeling well right now. Go ahead. Just, yeah.
So
that you're even, like taking this all in.
I was trying to, it was like, you know, it was like, something coming out the distance, like, what the hell is that?
Want to help me get this couch in my van? Come here.
I'm like, this is so bizarre looking. I have to figure it out. You know what I mean?
I've got to look.
So she's walking up, and there's so much fat on the front of her thighs that was hanging down. It was like she would... You know how when you walk in the water, like when you're walking in waist-deep water or like a little bit less...
Yeah.
How you kick the water up.
Yeah.
And it kind of just goes randomly. Yeah. This is what her fat was doing.
Oh.
It was like a super, you know, what do they call that? The super fluids.
I'm feeling hot now. My mouth is like really watery. I really don't feel good.
I was just like, this is the most Ill. I've never seen. I mean, you know, the belly that hangs, I've seen.
Yeah.
This, I don't even know what the hell was going on. It was like, if you'd split the fat belly and pushed it over to either side.
Boy.
You know, it's just, I mean, it was all wiggle. I was like, how can this person even walk? It was so bizarre. Now,
it's like that new thing from the new Star Wars, that little ball on a ball, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I know, but yeah, it was kind of, but it wasn't quite like that. But I'm like, it just was one of the more bizarre, you know. Maybe there must be an issue. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's called a weirdo at the mall watching other weirdo.
I thought maybe you might know and be able to help me with this whole thigh.
Yeah, it's called a fetish.
No. I didn't up and talk to him and say, hey, you know.
Yeah, I think I know what you're into. Yeah,
I'd like to see that naked.
I got this apple core and...
But I just never have witnessed that aspect of before.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the she wasn't like particularly fat up higher.
Yeah.
You know, it was just right there.
Yeah.
It was like she was walking through the surf.
Except she was the surf.
Yeah, she was the surf and everything. Yeah, exactly.
You're like your own fishbowl, you know that?
Yeah, I was just like...
God bless her. I'm sorry to hear that. That's really...
Oh, it was bizarre.
No, I am sorry to hear that. No, I'm not kidding. I am sorry to hear that.
It was... You know when your kids were little?
Yeah.
And they would grab a hold of your leg and they say, walk!
Yeah.
And you'd pick them up, you know? Imagine if your kids grabbed your thigh and wanted you to walk around.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Like having two young children flapping in the breeze.
Ma'am, I want to pants you bad because I want to see this.
Like, what the? I don't know what was going on. It was bizarre.
Not sexual. I just want to pants you, okay?
Yeah. So. I don't know what that's called. If anybody knows, please leave a comment.
I think I know what it's called.
What's it called?
You know, most guys want to check out some hot chicks, you know. And that, yeah.
It just baffles me.
Yeah.
It's like she's wading through, super Newtonian fluids or something.
Please tell me you were like reading something and just like peering over the magazine or
something. No, I just
that you were just.
I was just sitting there.
Talking with your mouth open at Panera. It's like, oh my God.
I'm just like, what in the world? Ding 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 ding.
Oh my
goodness. I'm just like, it's just the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, had there been more of it, it would have looked like she was just kind of floating.
Oh wait, here comes my twin sister.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. God.
Oh yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, that is a weird one. I don't know how you can even follow that up.
Man. Well, I'm sorry. I just told you it was a weird. I didn't. Though walking away, there was not that much interest. Because it was all up front.
Yeah.
May have been her labia. I don't know. May have separated off to either side of her thigh and.
Oh my God.
You know. Excuse me.
That's the show tonight, folks.
No, you still gotta do a story.
Oh my God.
So if anybody knows what that affliction is, I'd be interested to know.
Someone please help out Bob with mental illness, please. I don't.
What?
What? What?
It was weird. I'm telling you, it was weird.
Right. You're right. I give you a capital W with that. Weird. You're right.
It was weird, and I witnessed it, and I was like, that is weird.
I want to follow you.
No, I don't really care, but, you know.
I want to see you shower, not for sexual reasons, but just to see how the water comes off your body.
Yeah, something like that.
No, just because it's weird. It's not weird, I mean, but it's weird, but it's not.
It was weird.
I'm writing a book. I'm just trying to study.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, yeah.
You know, it was basically like she had giant tits that fell all the way down onto her thighs.
That's terrible.
That's what it was like.
You are a horrible human being.
I'm just describing it. I'm just trying to describe
it.
There's no visuals here. I don't have a picture.
Yeah, no, please. I don't, please. We don't want to see this.
It was it was weird.
Maybe she's a shoplifter, okay? Maybe.
No, well, you know, you could have something there.
Yeah, with your coats, you know.
No coat. It was warm.
I don't know what you would put down there, but.
Well, it looked like she had about a dozen goldfish in each leg.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe more.
That's
in their little bags of water.
Yeah. Big water. It really feels dry.
Oh my god.
I've excused myself.
I think Toys R Us lost all their slime that day. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, I was at the mall looking at people, and I was... No, I don't know.
You don't know? You said you had some.
No, I don't know. It's torn between two stories, and neither one is particularly funny, but
torn
I don't know.
Torn between two stories.
Like
a fool.
I was having like all these religious people come to my door.
Okay. That's a weird thing.
I am a spiritual person, so I mean, I'm not...
I know, you're very spiritual, yeah.
I am somewhat spiritual, I guess. I wouldn't say very, but somewhat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was actually playing with some pumpkin seed, actually, on my table.
You were doing what?
I just bought some pumpkin seed, and I was playing with some pumpkin seed. And
oh, you're getting ready for Halloween already?
Well, you have to plant it first, actually. You want to plant the seed first and let it grow, and then you get ready for Halloween.
Gotcha.
No, but I bought some stuff over the weekend because it was nice out, and I had the windows open, and I can hear some young women talking to my neighbor, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yeah? What are they saying?
And, oh, yeah.
Is that the way he sounds?
Ohio. Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Young woman, what do you want?
Oh, I hope. It's funny if you would have said that, yeah.
Did he say, no more Yankee my wanky?
It was getting weird. He was doing like a French laugh, like, oh,
I'm too tired.
Yeah, I'm like, what are women doing at Miyagi's house? I go, I hope this isn't some... You know, door-to-door religious thing, which it turned out to be.
Oh, I thought you were going to say door-to-door, you know, like prostitute ring.
Yeah, some, you know, free handies going around the neighborhood.
That's right. I'm working my way through prostitute school.
And we're giving out the first one free. And,
yeah.
No, so he somehow gets rid of them quickly, though, because it didn't go on very long.
He probably just... acted like he couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he made a lot of noises like that. He scared him off.
Hey, nice tits.
What?
Oh, I mean,
That's a saying in my country.
Oh, that's how we say hello, nice deep soul. Wax on, wax off.
That's right. That's what we say when we greet people.
There'll be some waxing off soon.
Would you like to see my tiger pit?
Yeah. You ever see a tiger trap?
Walk out onto that bamboo.
Oh, my God. So, and so I go, okay, I assume they're probably heading this way.
Yeah.
But the conversation stopped. I'm like, uh-oh.
So you immediately took your shirt off.
Yeah, I'm like, either he's killed them both or they're heading this way. I'm not sure which.
Your preparation was to take your shirt off.
And, either swept the knee or they're heading this way. I'm not sure which. So sure enough, they knock at the door, which is always a dead giveaway because, like, people that know me know that you don't use the front door, use the side door.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys, yeah.
And speaking of which, someone's coming home here in just a second, but,
yeah.
So I go out and with shirt off, you know, with seed in my hand, you know. And,
yeah, you had seeds.
And sure enough, it's two young, nice young ladies in dresses and stuff. And
any saddlebags on these young ladies?
No, these women did not look like they're walking through water.
Okay, just checking.
So I don't know. I mean, they look like they were college age, I guess.
Or high school, because you have problems with that.
Define problem. I don't see it as a problem, but
okay,
hobby, I suppose. But.
Sorry.
No, but they're all like, oh, hey, hey. And, you know, like, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, look like you're getting ready to plant some seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seed, ladies. Yes, I am.
Did you say it, like, in your usual kind of dirty way? Yes, I'm getting ready to plant some seeds. Yes.
In my backyard.
I could plant seeds just about anywhere, honey.
Maybe your backyard.
Oh, hey, now.
And so, and I go, hey, did you ever, you know, consider the Whoop Giggle Church? And I said, yeah, I've heard, you know.
The Whoop Giggle Church? What's that?
Well, not to offend anybody, let's just call it the Whoop Giggle Church. How's that?
Okay, well.
I'm not really, I'm going, I belong to the, you know, the Gozer Church. You know,
the Gozer. Keymaster. I'm the Keymaster.
Yeah, you know, and they like, oh, well, yeah, you know, that's great. I go, yeah, I'm pretty tight with, you know, the Lord with the, you know, Gozer Church here, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, well, there's only one God, sir. I go, well. They kind of gave me a look. I go, no, I'm kidding. I'm bullshit.
Well. Mr. Miyagi thinks there's more than one.
I'm kidding, you twats. Come on, what are you talking about?
Okay.
No, but they were very nice. You know, they wanted to come in. No, you can't come in.
Are they trying to give you literature or anything?
Yeah, they, you know, can we do something with you? Like, no, girls, come on.
Yeah, and little did you know, this is the, like, the Twilight Zone episode for Miles. They walk away, and the literature says, the Church of the Three-Way.
And there I am on my knees. No! I had it all! You maniacs!
Well, I guess if you don't want to, that's fine, I guess. We're not going to force you.
Oh, my God. That was like, you know, like 2 weekends ago. And now this past weekend, once again, knock, 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 knock. Like, why? Why me?
Yeah.
So now it's another, you know, we're the Branch Davidians, and I'm like, oh, no,
the
no,
Koreshians,
no, no,
the Koreshians.
I'm not even going to get into this, no, I'm happy with the Gozer Church, thank you. We want to, you know, give you this magazine called White Daily. Do you want to read White Daily? I'm like, no, I don't want to read White Daily. No, I don't. I'm changing this up, Bob Lament, okay?
Okay, you're just making me freak out here.
I'm making up as I go, so not to offend anyone, you know.
Yeah,
like
I think you're offending a lot of people with that one.
No, it's the, you know, White Daily.
Yeah.
I don't want a White Daily. No, thank you. Yeah. I don't like the White Daily. I go, what? You know, I go, I have, you know, I don't know if you know the no soliciting site. Oh, no, no, we're not selling anything.
We're not selling nothing.
We're not selling anything yet.
Yeah, but if you do want to get into a little experimentation, we might
We noticed you were planting seed.
Yeah, that's right. We noticed you're shirtless planting seeds, so.
Girls from the Whoop Giggle Church said you were interested in planting seed with me and my wife.
We saw you bending over there with your crack hanging out.
You like the backyard, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is with my house as a beacon for these people?
I think they're just kind of working their way down the road. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't hear them go to Miyagi's house. I didn't see that was not the tip-off. I didn't hear it this time.
He put out a new sign. He put out one of those coexist signs, and so they're like, oh, you know, he's all good.
I accept whoopee go girls.
Yeah, that's right. He comes over later. Miles, did you take up the whoop giggle girls on their proposition?
Hell yeah.
I took them down the tiger trap.
Yeah, I know. This one girl, she did say she would help me plant, though. I'm like, oh.
Huh. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't latch onto that.
You believe in one piece or two piece? I like to plant my swimwear.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but.
Figure you'd plop out a lawn chair and supervise.
I like some thong planting, I guess.
And when we get done with these, I've got some shoes that are covered in shit.
I want you to whack them till it falls off.
That's right.
And then you're going to do the shoes next.
You guys, I got shoes going back generation here.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was just like a beacon for these people.
Well, that's interesting, huh? So you haven't joined up with anybody yet, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go around, hey, I'm Gozer the Gogarian here with the Gozers, you know. That's what
you never know. It could happen any day.
Yeah.
Knowing you, you know.
You come to your front door. Hi.
I would not answer the door, number one.
Hi, I'm with the Whoop Giggles.
I can't believe they go door to door. That's crazy.
I know. Luckily, yeah, I can see why they buddy up, though. I would not want to be.
Yeah, no kidding. Somebody's got to call 911.
Yeah, he can come into my house.
I wouldn't answer the door.
All the sling blade wannabe people around here. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have one.
I got some biscuits and mustard.
Potatoes and gravy. Go ahead.
What?
Oh, sorry, my son was walking past.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
He's gone now. Sorry.
See you later.
Whoop giggles.
Don't give in to the cults.
That's right.
Well, that's nice. Well, next time, you know, maybe you should go around. Just try to get people to do work for you under the auspices of a church.
I'm from the Church of the Open Pants.
I'm the Church of the Hands Down the Pants.
The Large Belly Church. That's what I belong to.
Saddlebags.
The Saddlebags. Church of the Mighty Saddlebags.